Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 28th of September, recording at 7:30 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, isn't this an interesting day? Well, they mostly are, but this one is especially interesting. Now, first, stock markets. We had a little bit more softness in Asia following on from the decline that we'd seen last week. That spilled over into Europe, at least at the opening. And then markets are being traumatized by the fact that oil had broken through that psychological $50 a barrel level. And that's the NYME US spot price. Now, what then happened here is that first oil pulled back a little bit, not a whole lot. But markets started to firm. We saw this first occurring in Europe, and then it spilled over into the United States. And the United States market has really made the running in here on a very short-term basis here today. And as I speak, Wall Street's up near the highs of the day, 62, 63 on the Dow, nearly 5 on the S&P, and 4.63 on the NASDAQ. Now, I myself, now this morning, I came in and actually before I came in, I looked at what was going on Tout TV, as some call it, and that there were some confidence figures for the US coming out here today. They're expecting them to be up a little bit, and I covered my S&P short this morning. I got out at 107.20, I think was the, no, 107.40, and that was after the spread bet costs in that contract. That's a little higher here right now, trading at 111.880, but so I took that profit. It wasn't a big profit, but remember I'd hedged my Nikkei longs, and well, it was a partial hedge because the Nikkei had started to move down first. But I don't want to be too short here in this with about a month to go, just over a month to go in the US presidential election stakes here. And my overall view, as you know, on stock markets is that we probably were witnessing or experiencing a consolidation prior to moving somewhat higher. And I'd base that on the lead indicators that I'd seen, most notably the emerging markets, which had been doing so well overall until very recently when most of them have paused, but not all of them, not all of them have paused. And then we had, say, some pretty good gains in a number of indices running from the lower side of their ranges up towards the higher side of those ranges, and even among the developed country markets, we even saw the UK FTSE 100 index punch through to a new high for the year, although it couldn't maintain it as the reactions started. And of course, this morning sentiment was fairly bearish overall on markets. So I'm out of that trade. Would I consider going back in again? Yes, quite possibly. But I'm going to watch here overall, and I'll be very interested to see what happens in Asia tomorrow if we get Wall Street closing with these gains. And it's an impressive performance, say, given the strength that we have actually seen from crude oil. Now, what about those government bonds? They've started to ease a little bit, and they are overbought in the short term. They look overextended to me, the U.S. Treasuries and the JGBs, but I don't think that the rally is quite over. Mind you, I would have stated that a couple of months ago, did state it a couple of months ago, and that proved to be the understatement of the year. But I'm looking to short those bonds, but I cannot justify it in here just yet. Now, incidentally, going back to the stock markets, having covered that short, I have no shorts in here, and I'm I'm obviously I'm net long. I'm not aggressively long because when I'm aggressively long, I have a lot of leveraged up positions, and I've only got one leveraged position at the moment, and that's the Nikkei futures long, which is an embarrassment, really. I'm currently losing money on it, although I don't feel I need to chuck that out at this stage. But I don't expect it to come right in the short term here, and therefore, if stock markets rally up a little bit more and then sort of look tired, in other words, as if we're getting some sort of little bit of topping action in here on the indices rather than just straight up and as we saw from the mid-August lows and straight back down again, then I might well be tempted to add a short in the S&P, but we'll see. Now, elsewhere, let's take the currency markets. I've written about the yen in here today, so I won't repeat all that. That's on the website. But the yen looks basically soft. I'm not tempted to come in here and short the yen at this stage. And those of you who know me well will know that I've had massive yen shorts in prior years, sometimes with great success and sometimes not so. But I feel that the currency patterns are still too rangy overall. But the yen, which everybody was talking up, good contrary indicator there perhaps, is looking a bit soft in here, albeit a little bit oversold. In other words, the other currencies are maybe a little bit short-term overbought against the Japanese yen. Okay, now let's move on to this exciting area of the commodities and metals. And mixed blessings in here. But first, let me cover the precious metals. Now, we've had some really solid gains in here everywhere except for palladium, which is very much the laggard. So palladium was down 540 today, coming back to 220.60, but it had a good rally recently. Silver, to my chagrin, has continued to push up and is actually today it's back up above where I had sold my remaining longs last time. And you know, one of my mantras was every time silver gets hit, that I should be in there buying it on a baby steps basis, and only I didn't do it on that last dip. Now, gold, ditto. I would say that you could buy gold and gold instruments on every dip, and gold's steady in here right now, 412.45, and an old favorite of mine. If you're going to have one gold share, I mean, I'm hardly making an original comment here, but it should be Newmont Mining, and that's pretty strong today. It was up a dollar and a half or so earlier in the day, and the chart looks fine, except gold slow burn. You know, you have to test the patience. It spends lots of time ranging around because it's in the early stages of a secular bull market. Okay. Now, excuse me, in the mixed blessings in the other commodities, I got stopped out of my coffee today. That's my US coffee contract, where I had raised my stop yesterday, and coffee got walloped in here today, down 4.9 on the close, bringing it back to 81.10. My stop was at 81.50. So I'm out. It's a profit, albeit much reduced from what was available temporarily yesterday. And it goes to show that Thursday's key, which luckily didn't break the back of the coffee rally at that time, was was definitely a warning shot across the bows, as I think I mentioned in yesterday's audio. Now, helping to ease my tears in the coffee front here today, we've had a big rally in the natural gas. That hasn't closed yet, but it's up about 7% here right now, up at 6:35 on the November contract. So, looking very steamy. Excuse me. Now, tickling throat here, but I'll carry on. The corn that I bought yesterday, that I was a little nervous about it here this morning. Mind you, remember I said that we didn't get the key upside key day reversal yesterday because the gains were eroded a little before the close. And Today, having seen that test to go down to 206 and a half, it closed at 208 and a half. That's only up 0.75 cents in here, but steady-ish. My feeling is that this could drift a little further towards the $2 level. If it does, I will add to the position. But this is ripe for a bear squeeze, which is why I bought it yesterday. And the soybeans, where I doubled up my saleable longer at 5.32 in here today. So that's pretty much the commodity tally. Two profits taken in here, although I would have rather had obviously had the coffee rally carry on a bit further. Natural gas, I will have to think about a revised stop in here tomorrow. Move that up in line with this move. I suppose it's not surprising. The surprise to me was that natural gas was doing so badly, with oil doing so very well. Obviously, we had enough natural gas in the very short term, but there's no way that a major fuel like that can stay out of line. I've said that before, beyond the short term. Yes, they can diverge significantly in the short term, as we have seen, but inevitably, natural gas is going to, the price is going to ratchet back in line with what we're seeing in crude and its derivative contracts, not its in its various contracts, such as gas oil and gasoline and heating oil and so on. And right now, the last on this crude oil, 49.88, that's up 24 cents in here today. Still rock steady, but a little bit overbought in the short term. Have a good evening.